T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Glenn Mason has joined us. Glenn, we'll do anything except talk about the Gopher game last night. I don't know if you heard me tee up. We got Eric Eska on the line here as well. You and I talked earlier, and we'll talk about multiple things. But I think the trick you played on Sid, who interrupted probably 50% or more of the starts of your news conferences by walking in and putting that gigantic tape recorder down. But there was one time you were ready for him, and all the reporters were in on it. Do you want to tell that story?
Well, sure, David. You know, before I forget, though, I was traveling yesterday, and I probably listened to more college football on the radio than I ever had in my life. Multiple stations, multiple games, and I got to give a shout-out to Mike Grimm and Daryl Thompson. I'm going to tell you something. They do a fantastic job. They're such a cut above the most everybody else that I listen to. I was really impressed. So I hope you get that word to them. But as you mentioned, my weekly press conference, you said 50% of the time. I'd say 99% of the time I would start in. And as you well remember, I was always very punctual. And about 5 minutes into it, Sid would walk right in front of everybody, and I would stop and just look at him, and he was oblivious to what I was doing. So one day I set it up, and I say, fellas, here's what you got to do. When Sid walks in, I'm going to continue talking without saying anything. I'm just going to move my lips and with nothing coming out, like I'm talking about the press conference, and then, somebody raised their hand, and I'll point to you, and you do the same thing, and so it went on for a couple minutes, and as you remember, Sid was looking at me, looking at them, looking at me, looking at them, and then he finally said, "The hell with you guys," and we only had a good laugh of it, but he was a good sport about it.
He was checking, as I remember, he was in early stages of his relationship with Starkey, and he'd gotten these new hearing aids, you could hear everything, and he's pulling them out and adjusting them, and I've never seen reporters be so cooperative in my life. Everyone was nodding, and everyone was totally in on it. And he was a good sport. I think within a couple of years, he forgave him.
Well, the thing about it, we pulled it off pretty good without even, rehearsing it. Dave, the other story I was telling the other day, it was about when Sid was going to give a speech for Dick Ames out in Green Island. And he sent my son, Pat, who worked for Dick, to pick Sid up. And so Pat picked him up, and they're driving down, and Sid had never met Pat before. And Pat's driving, and he keeps looking at Pat and back and forth, and he finally says, "What did you say your name is?" And he says, "Pat Mason." And Sid said, "Well, anybody ever tell you you look like the coach of the Gophers, Glenn Mason?" And Pat says, well, that's my dad." And of course, Sid says, "Well, why didn't you tell me that?" But Pat called me and says, "Dad, you forgot the best part of the story." I said, "What was that?" He said, "Well, down at Green Island, first of all, Sid got up. He was the first guy through the buffet dinner. And then when he got done speaking, he proceeded to walk out the door to leave right away. And someone said, "Sid, where are you going?" And he stopped and he said, have you met Pat Mason, Coach Mason's son? He's got a date with a big blonde tonight, and I got to get him back because we're late." So he blamed Pat for that one.
Hey, Glenn, just briefly, Big Ten yesterday, results. You've been talking about Indiana for a couple of years as a team you got to keep your eye on. They certainly came through big. Your thoughts on all of the games?
Well, first of all, Indiana, I talked on the Big Ten Network Saturday morning, and I said, watch out for that one, right? You know, Penn State's history against Indiana, I think it's like 22-1, and the only time Indiana ever won, I was having to call calling the game down in Bloomington in 2013, and they beat Bill O'Brien's Penn Staters by about, you know, 20 points. But in those games, so many of the games have been so close, and the Penn State, you know, typically doesn't play very well in Bloomington. So, you know, I was listening to the game, driving it, and after they got the turnover, I'm talking about Penn State, and took it in the end zone. Even the announcer said, geez, they probably should have just taken a knee. They shouldn't have scored. I thought the game was over, and I switched the channel, and then I heard the recap. The game was still going on, and, you know, I'm really happy for Indiana and Tom Allen, that coach. I tell you, that guy is a ball coach and has done a fantastic job. They won 8 games last year. They got a lot of players coming back. They won 8 games and, you know, really lost a couple games at the wire, and they're off to a banner start.
No doubt about it. We're going to talk to Mark Coyle in just a minute, but quickly, your thoughts on the Gopher Michigan game.
Well, from a picture in my mind because of Mike Graham calling, I think it was kind of a wild one. Started off great with the, you know, the block punt, and then, you know, really surprised that the Gopher defense gave up that, you know, long run to Charbonneau, you know, right away to, you know, kind of take the wind out of the sails. But I know a lot of people will be questioning some of the calls that P.J. Fleck, you know, made, the fake punt, what, you know, whatever it may be. But I can tell you something. I can empathize, you know, with the coach. You didn't have his punter. You're down there. You're trying to make decisions that you think are in the best interest to win the game. Not keep it close, you know, but to win the game. And you go for a fake punt. I heard him say, you know, if it works, it's a great call. If it doesn't work, it's a lousy call. You know, sometimes you're on the right end of that, and sometimes you're not. I remember, you'll remember this, Dave. I started the Penn State game with an onside kick. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I did it 2 years in a row. And I did that because I thought it was a calculated risk, and I had to steal a possession. I thought Penn State in both those occasions were superior teams. I know at that point in the game, that's what P.J. Fleck thought. But it was a rough night for the Gophers, and they just couldn't seem to get a break. A couple times the ball was, you know, rolling around, and they could have got it. And I'm a big fan of Tanner Morgan, and he didn't have an outstanding game by any stretch of the imagination. So it's game one. You got to move on.
Glenn Mason, I want to thank you so much. I want to thank you for all the times you joined us. You know, we didn't have a chance for a lot of feedback, but when you would come on as a representative of the Big Ten Network and before that as a coach, but especially in those last few years, your insight into the Big Ten, my screen would light up. I had the text message screen in front of me, and people would say, let's just love Mason. Can you get him on every week? And we normally are able to do that. I don't know if I've ever had the chance to thank you, but it was much appreciated.
Well, Dave, you've been very gracious and thanked me a lot of times. And I used to tell both you and Sid, I'd do anything for you guys, and Sid's gone. But I can tell you something, Dave Mohn is a friend. I'll do anything for him.
Glenn, thank you so much for that.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.